folks like us.
Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the Massachusetts and New England coastline as Hurricane Lee continues to advance north over the Atlantic. The Massachusetts governor tells WCVB the state will be prepared for whatever the storm brings.
I declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts. I do this because it's necessary to get assets in place before anything lands here in Massachusetts. It puts us in the best possible position to be able to respond in the ways that we need. This includes both positioning equipment and personnel.
Maine and coastal Nova Scotia and New Brunswick are expected to see the brunt of the storm's remnants today. Ukraine's president will visit Washington next week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Zelensky will also visit Capitol Hill.
I think he's looking forward to the opportunity not just to see President Biden here at the White House, but also to see congressional leaders from both parties to make the case that the United States has been a great friend and partner to Ukraine throughout this entire brutal war.
The White House currently working to get more money for Ukraine and approval from Congress. There could be some movement in the Hollywood writers' strike, Jackie Quinn explains.
The word comes from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which says it reached out to the leaders of the Writers Guild of America, and the two sides agreed to restart negotiations next week. Screenwriters have been on strike since early May over issues including pay, job security, and regulations for the use of artificial intelligence. But there are no talks planned between the studios, production companies, and striking actors. California lawmakers have just voted to allow the striking entertainment workers to get unemployment benefits.
More at townhall.com.
Constitution Week is celebrated every year during the week of September 17th. As Americans, we need to commemorate its history and importance and bring attention to how the Constitution serves us all still today. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer. It's a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional lithographs. You can go to SalemEventsStore.com to read the entire story. It's America's most important document and stands as a testament to the tenacity of Americans throughout history to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy it as a gift for your family, friends, and all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to buy your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Some New Jersey Boston Market restaurants are reopening.
Labor officials have lifted a stop work order that had temporarily shut down more than two dozen of the restaurants in the state. The move came after officials say the owner paid more than $630,000 in back wages to hundreds of workers. The Department of Labor had issued the stop work order on August 15th against 27 restaurants across the state after the investigation found multiple violations of workers' rights. The state also imposed nearly $2.6 million in penalties against the firm. John Scott reporting.
One American and two Russians have arrived at the International Space Station. The trio blasted off Friday from Kazakhstan in a capsule. They docked at the space station 3 hours later. The three were supposed to fly last spring, but their original capsule was needed as a replacement for another crew. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Seth Sutel has a Friday evening market report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, giving the S&P 500 its second losing week in a row. The benchmark index lost 1.2% Friday. The Dow fell 288 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.6%. The market had posted some gains this week following several healthy indicators on the economy. That came ahead of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting next week, where it's expected to hold interest rates steady. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the market. Microsoft fell 2.5%. Automaker stocks held their ground after the United Auto Workers Union walked off the job at several plants overnight. Ford closed little changed, and GM rose 0.9%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The son of the drug kingpin known as El Chapo has been extradited to the U.S. and is in federal custody in Chicago after being charged in April with 20 others as part of a targeted operation against a global drug trafficking network. More at townhall.com.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 48. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 67. Lows dip down to about 43. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Low 60s Sunday. Mid 60s by Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 48 overnight. Wish a top off around 67 tomorrow. Lows level off around 43 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 56.
To this day, standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday.
share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Religiously from Bailey Zimmerman. So are you getting up there in age? I'm going to be 50 this year. And some good news, if you're like me and you're starting to get a little long on the tooth, the White House press secretary, what's her name, Karine Jean-Pierre or whatever, she just said the other day in a White House briefing, 80 is the new 40. So, yeah, got that going.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, praying with fire, but they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it in the telephone.
listen online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clearing. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace.
Kay Brown with Bury Me in Georgia. They just announced the lineup for the first ever People's Choice Country Music Awards, which I think it's good. I don't know if they're going to start segmenting them all down. But Kane Brown, he's going to be part of the program. Also, Carly Pierce, Kelsey Ballerini, Jelly Roll have all been confirmed to be part of the big celebration that's going to be coming up. I can't wait to check it out. That's going to be Thursday, September 28th. It's 7 o'clock, hosted by Little Big Town.
Introducing TermBusters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach TermBusters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
candlelight, kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer, your sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love
Stop the game.
McGraw was standing room only. There's a lot of people standing around not working right now, whether it be the Writers Union or the UAW. They went on strike. About 13,000 GM Ford workers up in Detroit walked off the job for the first time for this historic strike. They say record profits have not been shared fairly. So might not be getting a new car anytime soon.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 48. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 67. Lows level off around 43. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Low 60s Sunday. Mid 60s by Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 48 overnight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. Lows level off around 43 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a dime.
Home call from your
98QCountry.com.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view.
took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're
Parmalee with Girl in Mind. Well, it seems like COVID is starting to rear its ugly head again. I actually know a couple people who have it. My uncle and my mother right now, they're both dealing with a little bit of COVID. But the CDC is actually warning of another triple endemic coming up this winter. COVID, RSV, and the flu, they say, could be overwhelming our hospitals once again. Well, maybe because we were shut down for so long, nobody built up any immunity to anything. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Right now, I'm doing pretty good.
Introducing Term Busters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach Term Busters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
The kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man.